ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
It will be Farmington's basketball to start this final quarter. They've cut the margin to single digits off of three by James Payne right before the end of the third quarter. 34-27, our score, the Bombers on top. I was talking to their coach, Bo Thompson, a little bit before the game. I tell you, a lot of these players, I don't get a lot of playing time. He was probably just agitated by the way his starters were playing. And right now, these guys are playing a lot better than their starters, although they almost turned it over right there. Here is Young with it. Throws over to Funk on the left wing. Down the corner it goes to Payne. Now ball's up top with Young. Over to Payne on the left wing. Now ball goes up top to Young. Young's going to dribble down into the lane. Gives it to Payne just outside the lane. His pass to Funk is knocked away by Mountain Home. Goes out of bounds. It will be Farmington's basketball on the baseline as we are 29 seconds into this final period. Disharoon will trigger the inbound pass under the basket. Gets it in to White. Up top to Young. Young's going to pull up for the three-pointer. In and out, no good. And offensive rebound for Funk. His shot is blocked by Jones, and Mountain Home comes up with the basketball. Here's McGee with it. McGee will walk it into the front court. Dawson Tabor will check in at the next available time for Mountain Home. Gilbert has it now. He'll set up the offense. 7-10 left to play in this game. Mountain Home up by 7. Gilbert gets out of the double team, goes down into the lane, now kicks it to Harris on the low block for the layup. Good.
Catch
Harris with 5 points. 36-27, Mountain Home leading it with 6:56 left to play. Here is Young on the left side, finds Payne in the corner, gives it to White, who just mishandles the ball in an unforced turnover against Farmington. Their sixth of the day. Here's Dawson Tabor is going to check into the game for Mountain Home as Satch Harris will head to the bench. 6:50 left to play. Harris was walking a little gingerly after that, so I'm not sure what happened to him. Gilbert takes the inbound pass from McGee. Will bring it into the front court. McGee now gives to McGee, who actually gets it across the timeline. McGee has it on the left side. He'll take the screen from Jones. Now Jones has the ball in the left corner. He's going to drill down towards the low block. Now kicks it to Tabor, who's going in for the layup. No good. A little strong, but draws contact, and he'll head to the free throw line with 6:31 left in the first half. In the game. Sorry about that. That was Riley Funk's second personal foul, team foul number 4 against Farmington here in the second half. So Dawson Tabor at the free throw line for the first time today. First shot is up, rolls around and goes in. That's his third point of the day, and Mount Holmes lead is back to double digits with 6:31 left in this contest. Tabor's second shot is up, no good, and the rebound's controlled by Payne, and back comes Farmington. 37-27, our score, Mount Holmes lead. Disharoon throws over on the right side to Young. Young was going to get some distance between him and Gilbert. Pull up for the three-pointer, no good, and the rebound's controlled by Crawford. He'll give it to Gilbert, who brings it into the, across the timeline for Mountain Home. Gilbert has White right there on him. Now Gilbert takes the screen from Jones, dribbles to the top, now goes over to the right elbow, pulls up for the jumper, good.
White
Gilbert with 14 points. Mountain Home's lead should be 39-27, not 40-27. Here is Disharoon with the ball up at the top. He drills to the left elbow, gives it to White in the corner. But now to Disharoon. Disharoon's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good. Noah Disharoon with 6 points off from three-point range.
Disharoon.
It says 40-30. I think it should be 39-30. With less than 5.5 minutes left to play in this game. Here is Crawford with it. Throws up top to McGee, over to Jones on the right side. Now McGee has it there on the wing. Now ball goes up top to Tabor. Tabor drills to the right side, and he's going to be fouled as on a reach-in. That is on James Payne, his Second personal foul, team foul number five against Farmington. Now it looks like Farmington's going to clear the floor and bring all their starters back in. 5:08 left to play in this game. It is, well, they still got 40-30. They must have called that a three, and I didn't realize it. I didn't think he was behind the arc. Gilbert was on that jumper, but he may have been. Here, Gilbert has the ball on the left side. He gives to Crawford. Now down to McGee in the right corner. His three-pointer, no good. Ball is knocked around, finally controlled by DeCorey Thomas. I said Farrington brought their starters in. Thomas is not a starter, but he gets a lot of playing time. Here's Watson with the ball up the top. Over on the left side to Donovan. Donovan's going to pull up for the three-pointer, no good. Simmons gets the offensive rebound, and a foul blocking foul is going to be called. They're going to count the basket, too. I thought the foul was before the shot. Wyatt Gilbert picks up his second personal foul, team foul number two against Mountain Home. So Simmons will go to the free throw line for the old-fashioned three. This will be his first free throw attempt of the day. With 4:41 left to play in the game, that is Simmons' free throw is no good. So it's, 40-32. I'm going to check that if I get another timeout. Here is Gilbert into the front court. Gilbert dribbles to the right side, finds Crawford in the corner. Crawford's going to go down into the lane, now kicks out to McGee in the left corner. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer, no good. And a foul's going to be called away from the ball. I guess Dawson Tabor's trying to get position, got a little too aggressive. Dawson Tabor picks up his second personal foul. That's the third team foul against Mountain Home here in the second half. Jake McGee is going to check out the game, being replaced by Satch Harris. 4:24 left to play in the game. Mountain Home leading, I guess, by 8, 40-32 our score. Here is Watson with ball up top, throws over to Simmons on the right side. Now up top to Donovan. Donovan's three-pointer is in and out, no good. And the rebound is controlled by Gilbert. Gilbert will walk the ball into the front court. He can expect a double team in just a little bit. There it is. And he has his pass knocked away by Thomas. It goes out of bounds on the near sideline. Mountain Home will inbound it right in front of their own bench with 3:57 left to play in the game. Harris will trigger an inbound pass on the near sideline. Gets into the backcourt to Gilbert. Almost went out of bounds on the other sideline. But Gilbert's able to chase it down and keep that from happening. Ball goes into Jones in the front court. Here's Harris with it on the right side. He has the ball knocked away, his pass knocked away, but is able to get it back. Now Gilbert has it up at the top. Over to Crawford on the left side. Cross court pass to Harris. Harris will dribble up to the top. Finds Jones there near the top. Now ball goes over to Gilbert. He finds Crawford in the left corner. Crawford dribbles out to the wing. Gives it to Jones near the elbow. Now ball goes up top to Gilbert. 3:23 left to play in this game. Mounts home with the ball leading by 8. Jones has the ball now. Now over on the left side to Gilbert. Gilbert dribble over to the right. Now he's going to be double teamed. Very near the half court stripe. And now to avoid a turnover, Mountain Home's going to take a timeout. We'll break with 3:08 left to play in this game. It is Mountain Home 40-32 on top of Farmington. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Here's the top New Year's resolutions for 2020. 1. Lose weight. 2. Control finances. So Farmers and Merchants Bank has turned our drive-thrus into jog-thrus. Now you can jog through your favorite drive-thru and take care of business while you lose weight. Just kidding, but we can help with your finances. Relax and watch our Money IQ videos at mebanking.com or come by and talk to a real person. That's so 2020. Farmers and Merchants Bank, member FDIC.
Knox Orthopedics is your clinic of choice for orthopedic care for 3 reasons: Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell. These highly experienced orthopedists help with a full range of traumatic or chronic bone and joint conditions. With on-site X-ray, MRI, bracing, and physical therapy, each physician oversees your individual treatment to deliver you from hurting to wellness, returning you to productive, pain-free enjoyment of life. 3 Medical Plaza in Mountain Home. Appointments also available in Harrison and West Plains. We can fix that. KnoxOrthopedics.com.
Well, so I got confirmation from the official scorekeeper, Debbie Atkinson. They did call that shot by Gilbert a three. I didn't think he was behind the arc, but the official said he was. So anyways, Mount Home is up 40-32 with a little over 3 minutes left to play in the game. Mount Home takes that time out there. Here's Gilbert with it, trying to avoid the double team. Gives it to Tabor on the left side. Over a cross-court pass to Harris. Now ball goes up top to to Jones. Jones finds Tabor on the low block. He goes up for the layup. No good, but draws contact, and he'll head to the free throw line with 2:52 left in this game. Kate Simmons picks up his second personal foul. That is the 16th foul against Farmington. So Dawson Tabor at the free throw line. For so far, he's one of two. Make it two of three as he hits the first free throw here. He now has 4 points. So one more free throw coming up. Second shot for Tabor. No good. He gets one of two once again, and the rebound's controlled by Farmington. 41-32, Mount Home leading it. 2:48 left as Land wears back the other way. Throws over to Simmons on the left wing. Simmons dribbles towards the corner. Gives it there to Thomas. Thomas now dribbles up to the top. Over the right side goes to Donovan. Now Donovan will give it to Watson in the right corner. Watson dribbles out to the wing. 2.5 minutes left to play. Mount Home up by nine. Ball goes to Thomas. He's going down towards the low block. He's going to be called for the travel. That is Farmington's seventh turnover of the day. 2:27 left to play in this game. Mount Home will get the ball back, leading 41-32. Harris will trigger the inbound pass, gets into Gilbert. Gilbert will throw it into the front court to Jones. Now Jones tries to get out of a double team. Farmington's going with the zone. Now Gilbert throws it over on the right side. Now it goes up to near the top to Jones. Jones dribbles to the right side, gives it to Gilbert. Ball goes down to Tabor in the right corner. Cross-court pass to Satch Harris on the left wing. Now to Crawford in the corner. Crawford will give it back to Harris. Now ball goes up top to Gilbert. Gilbert trying to figure out where to go. Now gives it back to Harris. Finds Crawford on the left wing. Crawford finds Tabor. Back to Harris. Now up top to Gilbert. 1:43 left to play in the game. Now to Jones on the right side. Down to Tabor in the corner. He has his pass knocked away. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by Farmington. And it will be Mount Holmes basketball with 1:36 left to play in the game. Riley Funk's going to check back in for Farmington, replacing DeCorey Thomas. Mount Holmes up 41-32. Again, a little over a minute and a half left of this contest. Harris inbounds it to Jones in the paint for the easy layup. Good.
Jones from Harris.
Matt Jones now in double figures with 11 points. 43-32. Mount Holmes' lead is back to double digits. Here is Thomas into the front court. I'm sorry, Watson into the front court for Farmington. 1:20 left to play in this contest. Ball goes over on the right side to Funk. Now back to Watson. Watson drills to the right side, gives it to Landwehr in the right corner. His three-pointer, no good. And the rebound's controlled by Jones. He'll give it to Gilbert, who will head towards the other side. Now throws it to Jones. Into the front court, it goes to Crawford. Back to Jones now. And now foul's going to be called. That is on Marquavion Watson. That is his second personal foul. That is the 17th foul. Mount Home is now in the bonus, so Matt Jones will be at the free throw line for the 1-1 opportunity. So far, he is 1 of 1 from the charity stripe with 11 points. First free throw is up and in, so he does earn the bonus. Noah Disharoon's going to check in for Farmington, replacing Riley Funk. 59.8 seconds left to play in this contest. So it looks like Mount Home is right now on pace to repeat as champions of the first Arkansas Bail Bonds Tournament. Jones' second free throw is up and in. He gets both. He is now 3 of 3 from the free throw line with 13 points. 45-32, Mount Home up. Here's Landwehr quickly back the way, pulling up for the three-pointer. No good. Gilbert almost had the rebound. He gets knocked away. Jones gets it. Now he's fouled. And another 1-1 coming up for Matt Jones. Noah Disharoon picks up his first personal foul. That's the 18th foul against the Cardinals. 50.3 seconds left as Jones will go back to the free throw line,
Matt Jones,
where he's 3 of 3 with 13 points. So Jones' first free throw attempt is up. In and out, no good. He missed. Sorry, that looks like an inadvertent buzzer. And, well, they're going to go ahead and bring him in. They forgot it was 1-1, not two shots. Farmington did get the rebound, so the clock was stopped on the inadvertent buzzer. Looks like Devontae Donovan's going to take a seat as he's replaced by Nathan Monroe, a 5'9 sophomore. Here is Watson throwing it to Monroe. He loses the handle of the ball, but Simmons able to get it. Now Simmons going into the lane, going up for the layup. Good.
Carson
Simmons with 6 points. 45-34, Mount Home lead. 34 seconds left to play in this game. Gilbert throws it to Jones. Goes into the front court to Tabor. Gives it to Crawford. Crawford is dribbling with 25 seconds. Mountain Home's going to try to let this clock run out. Now I don't think Farmington's even going to try a foul. Jones will throw it up top to Gilbert. 20 seconds left. They're just going to let this clock run out. And Mountain Home is going to repeat as champions of the first Arkansas Bell Bonds Tournament. 12 seconds. 11, 10. And Mountain Home giving each other high fives. And now their opponents are congratulating each other. 2 seconds. 1 second. Clock hits zero, and that is it. Mountain Home will once again win the first Arkansas Bell Bonds Tournament with an 11-point victory. Congratulations to the Mountain Home boys for getting this win and repeating as champions of the first Arkansas Bell Bonds Tournament. We'll take a break. We'll come back and check our final numbers in just a moment. Our final score tonight, Mountain Home defeats Farmington 45-34. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, Protect My Car is announcing a low-cost extended service plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay nothing for auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay nothing for auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-472-9054 now. Drivers who are covered by Protect My Car will not have to pay for a covered repair bill again. This auto coverage is at an all-time low, much lower than what dealerships are charging. Additionally, drivers who activate this auto coverage today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and free car rental at no additional cost. Call Protect My Car for your free quick quote today. 800-472-9054. 800-472-9054. What do you have to lose? Again, 800-472-9054.